From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said Friday he would honor the Supreme Court ruling that nullified his election win, even though he personally disagrees with the decision.
I disagree with it because, as I have said, millions of Kenyans queued, made their choice, and six people have decided that they will go against the will of the people.
Kenyan Supreme Court nullified the results of the election due to irregularities and illegalities committed by the Electoral Board during the vote. Kenya's constitution says fresh elections must now be held within 60 days. United States-backed fighters in Raqqa say they have taken the last districts of the old city of Islamic State jihadists in Raqqa. Mary Mata has more.
Talal Sello, a spokesman for the SDF, told AFP the coalition fighters are now on the edges of IS's security quarter in the city center, where most of its main bases are. About 25,000 civilians remain trapped with the remaining jihadists. The SDF began its campaign to recapture the former de facto capital of the so-called IS caliphate in June with the help of U.S. air support. A U.S. military spokesman has said he has not yet been able to confirm whether the city's been retaken. Mary Mata, VOA News.
Myanmar's military said Friday that almost 400 people died in recent violence in the western state of Rakhine, triggered by attacks on security forces by insurgents from Rohingya ethnic minority individuals. Both sides accuse the other of atrocities as tens of thousands of Rohingya flee to Bangladesh. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump met with representatives of U.S.-based charity and relief agencies at the White House on Friday. There, he and First Lady Melania Trump thanked them for their work and efforts in Texas and provided words of encouragement.
I just want to tell them to be strong and everything will be okay.
Trump said he expects to make an initial funding request to the U.S. Congress to help Texas and Louisiana recover from the devastation of Hurricane Harvey. Trump's initial request to Congress is expected to be nearly $6 billion. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of at least 39 individuals. Cameroon has freed three Anglophone leaders detained over the ongoing strike in parts of the country. The president's decision to order that the charges be dropped is an important concession to the strikers' demand. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Neighbors, relatives, admirers, and family members pray at the Yaoundé Tam Tam weekend residence of Paul Aya Abini, former Advocate General of the Supreme Court of Cameroon and national chairman of the Popular Action Party, who was arrested in January 2017 and locked up at the defense headquarters in Yaoundé. After gaining his freedom Thursday, Paul finds it difficult to speak. He says the only thing he can say besides what the family spokesperson will tell VOA is that he is grateful to God. Government spokesperson Issa Chiruma says President Biya took the decision because he wants peace to reign in Cameroon. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News.
The U.S. Africa Command said a U.S. military airstrike in Somalia has killed an al-Shabaab fighter and wounded another. The U.S. statement said the strike was carried out Thursday near Barwa town in southern Somalia's lower Shabelle region. The U.S. military has carried out several airstrikes against fighters with the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab in the Horn of Africa nation since President Donald Trump approved expanded military operations against the group. A second round of talks on renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement began Friday. Officials expressed optimism despite President Donald Trump's suggestions he could withdraw the United States from the 23-year-old trade pact. Delegations said discussions would focus on issues such as rules of origin, electronic commerce, and environment and anti-corruption measures. For additional in-depth coverage to these stories and more, visit voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.